I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Do you find it hard to be thankful? Many years ago, in Budapest, a man goes to his rabbi and complains, "Life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" The rabbi thought a little bit and then he answered, "Take your goat into the room with you." Of course, the man was incredulous. But the rabbi insists, "Do as I say, and then come back to see me in 1 week." A week later, the man comes back, and he's looking more distraught than ever. "We can't stand it," he tells the rabbi. "The goat is filthy, and he stinks." The rabbi then tells him, "Go home and let the goat out, and then come back to see me in 1 week." A week later, a radiant man returns to the rabbi, and he exclaims, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat, just the 9 of us." Hello, friend, and welcome to this edition of the Voice of Hope. Hopefully, you don't need to spend 1 week with a goat in your house to develop a thankful heart. We're in the season of the year when we think about giving thanks. Canadians have already celebrated their National Thanksgiving Day, and the U.S. will follow with their national commemoration in a few weeks. On today's program, we want to think about how we can be genuinely thankful for all the blessings God has given to us. Instead of our usual exposition from the Word, we've combined selected portions of Scripture with uplifting songs of praise and worship. It's our prayer that this next half hour will call you to a deeper level of personal gratefulness to God. Right now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we share these moments together, bless my friend and me as we are encouraged to praise and worship you by your word and through the music we'll enjoy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Bless the Lord.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Great God,
God, for all the good.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
How big is God?
Though man may strive to go beyond the space, to crawl beyond the distant glimmering stars, this world's a room so small within my master's house, the open sky but a portion of his yard.
So many.
Summer's rain. This heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the glow again.
How big is God?
Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we shall see light.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory sing praises to thee among the nations, for thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, be exalted.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.
Ooh. is how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun,
as the sun,
we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
I hope and pray you were encouraged by our time in the Word today. If so, we'd like to hear from you. The easiest way to contact us is by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. You can also log on to our website at heraldsofhope.org and listen to today's program at your convenience. Once again, that email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. The mailing address, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292 and ask for the teaching, The Coming Kingdom. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can mail your gift or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Thanks for being with us today. Next time on the Voice of Hope, Lord willing, we'll return to our teaching from the book of Daniel. So be sure to tune in. And until we meet again,
the love of Jesus is so wonderful. Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love, so high.
under it. So wide you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful Lord. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful joy. So high you can't get over it. So deep you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful Lord. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful peace. So